goodest ones. This is the Good Looking Catch the Lovely. This is 89.1 FM. And we're fortunate. I've got three wonderful chappies here in the studio. We're in charge. Ah! But surely we can do something naughty, darlings. The lovely Evelyn.
Justin.
The lovely Justin from Toastmasters.
Yes, we're from the Blue Mountains Toastmasters Club. We meet at the Carrington Hotel on the second and fourth Mondays. And,
okay.
From 7:30, yeah.
Can you just talk to me about... I've heard that word Toastmasters all my life, and I actually don't... know about your principles or the purpose of your gatherings?
Well, I'll just give a little bit of history.
Please.
So Toastmasters was founded in 1924 in America, and the name at that time for public speaking was Toastmasters. So
yes,
they've kind of just kept the name. And also, when it first started, it was only for men.
It was the master of the toasting.
Yes.
So you would stand up
MC.
And
it was kind of that's what yeah. MCs were called back in the 20s. So
and only men.
Only men.
Oh, that's
at that
it.
Stage. Yeah.
You can't
but now
come
our
on.
Club's got more women than men, I think.
Oh,
yes,
lucky
yes.
for
sure.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Lucky for them too.
Yeah. Go on.
Yeah. So it started in 1924 in Indiana at a YMCA or YWC, well, one of those. And
yes.
then it moved to California, so to Santa Ana, California. That's where the main headquarters are at. And there's clubs all over the world.
And it's a method of allowing...
The purpose is really for developing public speaking skills,
oh,
but there's
how
so
wonderful.
Many more aspects to it, because in order to be a good public speaker, you have to develop a lot of internal skills of leadership and self-confidence. And yeah, so
courage.
Courage, yeah, that's a big one for a lot of people. Especially, they say that most people have more fear of public speaking than dying, which means that
is that right
yeah,
on, mate?
Which means that according to Seinfeld, people would rather do their own eulogy than be in the box,
something like that.
The box,
the
yeah,
box
yeah, yeah, yeah. The other
well,
one.
I'm going to stand on the box and keep on talking. Is that that?
Yeah.
Is that how you do it?
That's yeah, prerequisite for radio. Yeah. But yeah, so what other skills do
and
you think needed, Evelyn?
With that, so you age group.
You can join at the age of 18. So anyone can join from the age of 18.
That's okay.
Their age. You know, the start. That
female
you
or male, and
both,
and
yeah.
do you amongst other things, teach how to do it? Do
yeah,
you
there's a formal program which takes you right from the beginners right up to what they call distinguished Toastmaster, and that, a lot of that I just found out recently. A lot of that involves community work and mentoring others. So it's not just about making yourself better. It's you work cooperatively with everyone in the club, and you can be mentored or mentor other people.
Yeah, and it's learning by doing. So everyone's kind of the teacher. So they do have a lot of speaking programs. Lovely. They have a lot of speaking programs out there, but that are very expensive. And I think the longer that you're in Toastmasters, you learn all the different roles. You learn. Like, you know, the Toastmaster role, the table topics, which is impromptu speaking. You can
impromptu being I suddenly turn to you in public and say...
Yeah, can you tell me what your favourite philosophy on life is or whatever, and you have to answer, like, right away.
And so, actually, it's not just youth. Darlings out there, if you're... It's a way of learning how to... trust yourself too amongst peers, would that be fair to say?
Yeah, and the other good thing about it is that every time you talk, you get feedback. So whenever every single role in the meeting has many different roles, and the meetings run for about 2 hours, and they're really strictly run on time. And then all throughout the meeting, you get feedback. So if you give a short speech or a long speech or an impromptu, whatever, you always get feedback. So you're always learning And the support, I mean, the other...
It's powerful to have genuine or honest feedback.
Yeah. Not too honest sometimes, eh?
Excuse me, madam, don't
Evelyn
ever come
and I have
back.
A, have an interesting relationship on that point.
No, but it's,
no, Evelyn's a great speaker, and she's an award-winning speaker too. So, yeah.
But it's powerful for youth. I don't want to say in particular because it's powerful for all. And would it be fair to say that in our lives, all of us at some stage will be asked to stand up in front of a crowd?
Yeah, and sometimes you're not asked and you just think there's something I want to say and you want to speak up about something that's important to you, and it's good to be able to do that.
And it's also not about speaking, it's also about listening too. It's about listening to the, you know, to what people are saying and listening to their structure and listening to what you actually hear, because you might hear something different to the message that they're trying to convey.
Oh.
So, yeah, and there's certain tics that we do when we speak that we're not aware of, like we might tick, 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 you know, when we literally speak, or we might move our hands too much, so there are things that we're not aware of when we speak that when you are in Toastmasters, other people will pick up. And I mean, I think the main goal of Toastmasters is to uplift you as well, so you know, uplift you to speak better. So it's important not to give too many points of improvement when someone is actually speaking. Give them a few and give them an example of how to improve that. But, you know, uplift them because, yeah.
And I want to suggest in that too that learning that you've got the courage to go and start to practice, you would take that into your personal lives too and be more open probably. Yeah.
I think for Justin and myself, we both speak for a living. So and when I first started Toastmasters, I knew that I wanted to do that with my work and be better with my work. So that's why I joined Toastmasters, and Justin speaks for a living as well. So I think it's something when we joined, it's just we just want to be better, you know.
And when you say speak for a living, explain.
Oh, well, I'm a lawyer. I don't speak as much as I'd like to, because a lot of the law that I've done has been sort of transactional. But so when I came up here, I just wanted to have an opportunity to talk. And to be honest with you, the reason I joined Toastmasters is because one of my best friends asked me to do a speech at his 50th birthday. And I'd been doing public speaking all my life in one way or other since school. And I went and did his speech, and it was an absolute flop.
How
it was
wonderful.
So embarrassing.
But how
in
wonderful.
In front of all his best friends and everything, and I just absolutely stuffed
well,
it.
Well, maybe they didn't have a sense of humour.
That's right. Well, they didn't have the same sense of humour as me. and I just thought, no, that's not good enough. I've got to pick up my skills again. So I joined Toastmasters. And the other thing just on that point was I'd just moved up to the Blue Mountains and from living down the South Coast, and I didn't know anybody up here. And now most of my friends that I've got here, even Evelyn, she's a good
occasionally.
Occasionally, yeah. She's a good friend. Most of my friends up here that I've got, my good friends, have come from Toastmasters, so it's a great social thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, gee, that's powerful.
Mm.
I mean, another thing about Toastmasters is that when you deliver a speech, often you're delivering a speech on a topic that you're not normally talking to with your partner
others.
Or intimate friends.
Okay.
I mean, not that we reveal our deepest,
yes.
darkest secrets.
Yes.
But I've learned so much about my Toastmasters members through the speeches that they've delivered through the years, and a lot of them say, "Oh gosh, I haven't even told my husband that, or my, you know."
Ooh.
So
as a living, you get invited, and they will give you a topic, and you then speak. How does
or it, you can make it? Yeah, that happens with impromptu speeches, which are 2 minutes, or you can select a topic and volunteer to talk and talk about it. Anything. And I think one of the things that's really missing in our society, particularly now that we spend so much time in front of screens, all of us, is just the opportunity to talk in a group.
Tactile,
yeah. And it's like an old-fashioned sort of philosophy club or something where people just get to, you know, and in the old days people used to meet in coffee shops and talk and you know, and just debate things. And, you know, you think it's so great to just be amongst physical human beings talking rather than just through a screen.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Absolutely. No, really.
That's a really interesting point of view. It feels like it's a retraining of sorts in terms of communicating with each other through language, especially long form, as in someone talking for a long time. I know when I go and listen to a conference, or I remember in lectures and all that, I loved just sitting there and listening to someone who could speak well and communicate an idea, but it seems like a lost art. And especially now that we're texting or emailing each other and just sort of shutting down and everything's becoming shorter and shorter format, what you're doing is sort of, I suppose, it's almost like a reskilling ourselves into how to communicate concepts.
I think that I know everyone is worried about, you know, AI and certain things that are happening with technology, but communication... You can never get that connection from someone who speaks really well. You can't get that from a robot. So I think it's a skill that everyone needs to develop, and it's really, really important. I know I have a son who's in his 20s, and I think the younger generation, you know, I think it would suit them as well because they do communicate via text, and you know, so.
How often have you got a text and put in the inflection, like misconstrued how it was said in your own head versus talking to someone face to face, and you know you're communicating just not with your words, but you know you're facially
the other important thing that this relates to is just the art of storytelling. So human beings, I think, are natural storytellers.
You made my heart spring open and as soon as you said that.
It goes right back to, you know, ancient civilizations who talk and spread. You know, look at the Aborigines, for example. You know, all their history has been carried down through the time by storytelling. And, you know, it's such a great ability to be able to tell stories. And also it's a great thing to listen to stories.
Exactly, which allows our imaginations to grow. But you invite people. Darlings, you're all welcome to Toastmasters. This is 89.1 and we're having an extraordinarily important but joyous discussion too. You would invite, I would come and join. Then do you come to me and say, these are some topics, would you like to tell us how you encourage?
Well, when you join Toastmasters, you sign up for a program that's called Pathways, and it's on the internet, but you're able to pull up the different, you know, the different lessons, modules. So like the first one is Icebreaker. So you would talk about your
you put ice in a whiskey bottle.
So you talk about yourself. You're introducing yourself to the club, and
you're standing up and doing this.
You're standing up. You have 4 to 5 minutes. Timing is very important. We can't just let you stand up there and talk.
Yes.
I mean, forever.
But you're teaching how to condense and be more powerful.
Well, it's learning by doing. So it's not a program where we're the teachers and you're the student. You're the teacher and the student at the same time.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so you learn by doing, but there is a lot of self-starting that you need to do as well. It's not just, I've joined, now you need to tell me what to do.
Self-starting mean?
Self-starting where you need, well, you're given the materials and you'll get a mentor who'll help you, but pretty much your journey is determined what you do about it. It's not know what I mean? Yeah.
It's not like a curriculum.
There is a curriculum, but if you want to follow it, you can, and if you don't want to follow it, you can be as loose or tight with the curriculum as you want.
Yeah. But what you're saying is you're giving me the strength, my strength.
Well, we're there
to have a go.
Uplift you and support you in your particular journey.
Because
a lot of Toastmasters join for different reasons. We have people who join for the social aspect, people who have a wedding coming up, like Justin, and people who want to just develop in their career.
I didn't know I had a wedding coming up.
I mean, didn't you know you're getting married
thanks
shortly?
For telling me about that. Can you tell me what day it's on, please?
Well, we roll the
it's bed. Quite frankly, it's your wedding. Yeah.
I haven't even met my wife.
But what you're talking about is powerful, and it should begin in schools because it's so essential, isn't it?
Mm.
That that beautiful strength that you're teaching.
Mm. One of the things that I really like about it personally is just you get to see who people really are, and over time, you know, because people speak time and time again, you start to understand their life and their story. And, you know, there's people that you might know nothing about them, but over a period of being in the club for, you know, months or years, you really start to understand what makes that person tick and what's important to them, and you hear all these stories about their life or what their interests are, and it's just fascinating.
It makes my heart go tender to hear you say that. No, because what you're saying is me as a member is I can start to flourish.
Mm.
Amongst others.
And a lot of people, they do flourish. But then I can also be honest about this as well, that people do join and it just gets too much for them. And speaking in front of a group of people, like Justin said earlier, is one of the top fears. So people automatically feel judged when they're up there. That's why it's important to give feedback that will not make sure that they return.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. Mm.
That's skillful too, but it's skillful for both sides, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. That's why listening. When I joined Toastmasters, it was more for speaking, but then I realized listening is so powerful too. And you get an assignment called evaluator, and you evaluate someone's speech, but you really have to pay attention when you're evaluating. So there's skills that you learn over a period of time. Yeah.
Do you think there's something in it as well of just being listened to for that long? In terms of modern conversation, the longer I walk around this planet, a lot of people you're talking to, you can see in their eyes, they're waiting for you to finish so, they can get their point across. Do you think there's something, it seems like a unique space to be able to speak about something and then you're listened and welcomed and received?
Hear and be heard.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, and we've had so many different topics over the years that we've learned about that, like, wow. And because you're you need to listen to them. Well, you listen to them. You learn so much about people and about different topics as well.
There was a woman in our club. She's on holidays at the moment, but she spoke about a month or so ago, and I had no idea that she was a tennis player who literally competed at Wimbledon, and she lives here in our community, and she'd won I can't remember what
doubles,
level. And she
doubles,
just, at the end of her speech, she just pulled out pulled out her Wimbledon trophy.
Wow.
And, like, this is a woman living right in our community, and what a great speech. And she played against Steffi Graf and it was just, like, amazing. Like, here's this person in our community who's played and won at Wimbledon.
And I have this theory. I think that that we have, how we have three eyes, the visionary eye and the two little cherubs in the cheek. I think we have three ears, and that's the two little shell likes each side, and our heart is our third ear because we listen and feel with that.
Yeah.
And so Toastmasters, darlings, this is about Toastmasters, this extraordinary club which is up here in the Katoomba Blue Mountains area, is how you're allowing their third ear to blossom.
And the other thing, just to slightly change the topic, is when you said before you can join, you can also just come along and just visit. You don't have to join, and you can come as many times as you want as a visitor and just sit and watch until you feel comfortable. And on the other end of the spectrum, if you want to go a long way with Toastmasters, there's competitions. And they have competitions every year, and I've been in some and won a couple and also severely lost. And sometimes I've been smashed into non-existence by Evelyn. And,
she's a nasty pasty.
No, she's a real competitor. But no, she's great. But the competitions are really good, and there's one competition where you can go all the way to global. If you keep winning as the levels, you can end up speaking, you know, internationally at a global level. And so if you have any desire to, you know, to be a speaker, yes. And I'm going in a...
And that you're talking, you're both talking about this being your living. You both...
I'm a celebrant, so I speak a lot at, you know, weddings and funerals. So I thought I would... join so that I'm able to structure things more and just be able to learn how to speak. I know that some people, some celebrants and some lawyers, they don't join Toastmasters because they feel they've probably know how to speak well. But there's just something about coming together with a community of people of self-development and yes. learning about other people as well. And yeah, so that's why I joined.
Mm. Yeah, so
and apparently you're pretty good at it. I've heard.
Oh, that's what they say. I don't know.
That's what they say. Did you pay him to say that before?
No, I didn't.
I will be expecting a coffee afterwards. Okay. But no, but look, both of us are quite good at public speaking, but like everything else, you can always improve.
Yeah, look, you know, this is such a delightful subject and I'm so honoured that you've come in to start to share and teach others in the community as you are. Do you have websites and so forth? What are your...
The main website is Toastmasters.org because it is a global organization.
Okay. But for up here,
we have a Facebook page and it's... I don't know what it is. Blue Mounds Toastmasters.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
But it would be findable. It'll be Toastmasters Blue Mountains.
Yes. Yeah. You'll find it. Yeah.
Well, just tell them the dates that it's on. The meetings are on, and where they're
again. Part of the magic of the way is instead of telling everything, you leave little signposts. So one of them is you have to find the Facebook page.
Yes,
part of our overall strategy.
That's right. Well, we meet on the second and fourth Mondays at the Carrington Hotel. It starts at 7:30, but if you could come just a little bit before, there is a fee involved. But we can
only once you're a member. There's no fee to visit.
Come and wallow in the joy. For a moment without any obligation. And also I suspect that's what you're saying about allowing me as a new member to take it slowly too. Mm. There's no rules. You don't have to do anything immediately. You're welcoming.
Yeah, and look, to be honest, it's a lot of fun too. We always have a lot of fun. That's
beautiful.
And we have there's lots of different clubs, even in the Blue Mountains. I think there's... The Air Blue Mountains area, I think there's about four clubs, but our one is the best one, of course.
Yours is the best.
Yes.
Yeah. We have a great camaraderie, don't we, in our club?
And that's beautiful.
Mm. Yeah. I must say, I know you probably have to go to a break or a commercial. I've been to a few Toastmasters clubs all around the world, in England, in Edinburgh, Scotland. However, I would say the Carrington is probably the best venue in the whole world.
Amazing. It's the most exquisite
building.
The first historical building. So how long have we... Yes, darlings, we're going to the news shortly. Please don't listen to it. And if you do, don't hold it in your hearts as a sadness or a worry or a fear. Send love, send compassion, send tenderness to those in the world that need it, darlings. And we're so delighted. Just one last time, we can't give you the Facebook page, but it'll be Toastmasters.
Blue Mountains Toastmasters. I'm so sorry for
that. No, that's so beautiful.
But we meet on the second and fourth Mondays at the Carrington Hotel.
Darlings.
In Katoomba, from 7:30, but please come at about 7:15.
And you're welcome from 18 onwards to 118.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Turn up and share in the...
Neither of us are anywhere close to that age.
You know, we're too old to grow up and we're too young to behave.
Oh, well said.
You know, and we're not getting old. We're rocking on into the blinding twilight, darling.
I love that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Please return again.
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
And darling sister, don't go anywhere or else. We shall be back after the news.
Radio Blue Mountains, 89.1 FM with the wonderful Robin Catchlove. And we had our friends Justin and Evelyn from Toastmasters.
Oh, wasn't that fabulous?
Incredible. The lost art of vocal, of presenting speech, of giving speeches that we're all scared to death of, literally, apparently.
Just that trusting of yourself to be open-hearted amongst others.
Mm.
Everybody somewhere along the line is going to give a speech in public, whether it's a wedding or to a bunch of Boy Scouts or and to allow your trust to be taught.
Mm. Yeah, because it sounds, from what they were saying, it sounds like there is an art to it. And
yes,
you know, in terms of delivering an idea or a concept, or even just having the flow, like the art of it, the musicality of talking, uninterrupted without ums and ahs and starts, and that's all so hard for all of us.
And it might be you wanting to impart a love that you've got. It might be stamp collecting. It might be painting. It could be dancing, or it could be just the love of life that you want to impart to others, capturing other people.
Mm. And by the sound of it, you're going there. You're delivering your soliloquy, your speech, and then you get some feedback on what you could do. And I love that thing, and it's like music and so many other things that you learn by doing.
The bravery of doing and stumbling around and making mistakes, like you're doing at the moment on radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't right. it? Yes. Any mistakes today, it's his fault,
it's
darlings.
It's my fault. I'll apologise in advance for that and write you a fat check.
Oh, good man. No, but it is exactly what you said.
Yeah.
Say again.
Yeah, learning by doing. It's like I can tell you here's everything there is to know about the trumpet, but it's not until I stick it in your gob and then
and blunder around and blunder make around. A few mistakes.
Yeah.
And you know, to me that's I describe life as being on an adventure,
mm-hmm.
on the edge of the unknowingness and blundering and making. I've been rich and I've been poor and I've been hurt and I've been down and out and I've been bloody fabulous and all of those words.
Mm.
But the life is an adventure, and I think that's how you learn about yourself.
Mm.
And speaking must be to others like that would be just powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. I take my hat, my hat off to them for...
The Toastmasters, darlings, we're talking about.
Toastmasters, yeah, an international thing. To be able to get the thing we're most scared of and go, all right, let's get a club together and let's get over it.
Let's get over ourselves.
Yeah, and I'll help you, you help me,
yeah.
and we'll get other people in. And now it's going on and on and on. That's incredible.
Darling, it's 89.1. Dun, 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 dun.